This fall, Colorado voters will decide whether gray wolves should be returned to the state. The last gray wolf native to Colorado was killed in 1945, but occasional wanderers have been spotted in recent years, including a pack of six in northwestern Colorado this past winter. Ballot Initiative 107, if approved by voters in November, would tell Colorado Parks and Wildlife to create a plan to introduce about 10 gray wolves a year to the state, starting in 2023. Controversy over the measure has been intense, and feelings run strong on both sides of the issue. Colorado State University recently funded a study about attitudes towards wolf reintroduction and whether media coverage accurately reflected those attitudes. The study asked 734 state residents about whether they would support wolf reintroduction and how they thought wolves might impact their lives. The study also looked at the top 10 Colorado daily newspapers to see what positive or negative effects of wolf reintroduction they reported. Rebecca Nemec, one of the lead authors of the CSU study, lists some of the impacts, both good and bad, cited by the survey takers.
Positive reasons included things like restoring balance to ecosystems, improving the natural environment, the opportunity to view wolves in the wild, or emotional and cultural connection to wolves. Whereas negative, people mentioned the concerns about threats to their safety, to the safety of their pets, loss of hunting opportunities, and potential wolf attacks on livestock.
Overall, Nemec says, the survey showed that 84% of Coloradans across the state support wolf reintroduction. On the western slope, nearly 80% of respondents indicated they would vote for the ballot measure to reintroduce wolves. The survey results are consistent with several other surveys that have been done since 1994.
We did find a higher level of support for wolf reintroduction than past surveys of public opinion in Colorado, but these past surveys also found essentially that the majority of Coloradans do support wolf reintroduction.
Media coverage, however, doesn't tend to reflect that widespread support, says Nemec.
What we found is that the media articles really focused more on negative impact themes than those positive impact themes. The finding is consistent with some other social science studies of media coverage of conservation issues and carnivore conservation, and local media sources tend to focus more on kind of the negative impacts of carnivores on livelihoods and on local communities, whereas national coverage tends to focus on kind of these broader positive concepts like biodiversity conservation.
The November vote will show if most Coloradans do indeed support wolf reintroduction. In the meantime, 29 counties across the state have passed resolutions opposing it, including Delta, Mesa, Montrose, and Hinsdale counties. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.